Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
And we do welcome you to the midweek edition of the program here today. Gwynn and Chris on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr. together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Matt Scraby is off. Adam Klug sitting in alongside. We will be here till 6 o'clock today. We do have a lot of other things to get to, and we will get to those things. But, Tony, we have to start in a place that I was, you know, kind of hoping I'd never have to do a show about. These kinds of things are so tough. The passing of our friend and Padres legend, Randy Jones. We all were made aware of his passing this morning at the age of 75. And he leaves behind a Padre legacy that very few people can top. Maybe one of them is your dad, but there's not a whole lot of other people who've meant more to the Padre organization, Tony, than Randy Jones.
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument he was the sole holder while, you know, my dad was still playing. You know, he was Randy was one of the guys that not only had a great career, but then reinvented himself there afterwards. And you know, whether it was, you know, his barbecue there for a little bit or, you know, his foundation and the people and the families that he helped. RJ was just, he always brought a smile to your face. And you're right. You know, you started to get kind of texts last night, and you're kind of just hoping that is just bad info that's kind of circulating. But, you know, as you said this morning, all of those wishes kind of fell to the wayside.
Yeah, they did. It's been really tough. You know, I know there's a generation of Padre fans that grew up with Randy Jones and will forever remember, you know, what he did on the mound and for this franchise in those two incredible years of 1975 and then 1976 when he won the Cy Young Award. But if it was that was all he did, you know, he'd be memorable. But he went beyond that because of what he did after, you know, his playing career. And he's always been here in San Diego County, lived up by you in Poway. And like you said, I mean, he was at the ballpark. He was meeting fans. He loved the fans. He loved hanging out with them. And I don't think he ever, you know, made anybody who came up to him feel uncomfortable.
Never.
And people always wanted to talk to Randy Jones. You know, he was also, as you know, Tony, down at spring training year after year after year after year, working with the young pitchers. I'm not even talking about the guys that you know of, right? The top of the line rotation guys. He'd go out in the backfield and help some young guy work on something. He just wanted to help everybody be around the game. And, you know, then you mentioned his foundation, which he's had, and, you know, right up until now, he leaves behind, you know, a legacy. We always say a lot of great things when people pass, but it wasn't hard to come up with anything today to talk about Randy. You know, on a personal note, Tony, you know, we've made fun of the fact that I was a left-handed pitcher who actually did have hair, curly hair, as a matter of fact, at one time.
It wasn't red, though.
It wasn't red like his, but no. And I didn't throw hard. And so, you know, Randy Jones was an all-star pitcher in Major League Baseball. I'd be lying if I said I didn't look up to a guy like Randy Jones as one of my heroes growing up. And, you know, just saying, you know, look, here's a guy doing what I do. Maybe, who knows, maybe I could make it someday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the effect he had on me. And then how many of us are lucky enough to get older into our lives and things come around and then you get to meet somebody who is one of your heroes? And then how many of those people do you meet that exceed your expectations? You meet them and you're like, wow, he's even a greater guy than I would have ever imagined. So that's the story for me. You know, my wife and his wife, Marie Jones, became very close over the last decade or two. You know, my wife's been having a very tough time today, as many of us have. And, you know, I don't really need to wish Marie Jones a lot of support because she's one of the strongest people I know, Tony,
no,
if you
no
know her
doubt,
too. So,
no doubt.
You know, but she's got everybody behind her in this community. And I know everybody's reaching out and sending their, you know, prayers and whatever they can to Marie and Randy's two daughters. But
yeah, Randy and my mom were pretty close, so
yeah.
That's how I started to kind of hear about it last night. And Marie and my mom have a lot of similarities in terms of that kind of toughness. So, you know, we should all be having the Jones family in our prayers as they go through this difficult time. But, you know, it's funny how I came to know Randy. Remember, my dad was in the middle of his career as Randy kind of came into my life. And
yeah.
I didn't know, obviously, as a 9-year-old, 10-year-old going to Qualcomm or Jack Murphy at the time, that Randy was who he was. But I remember my mom, after grabbing some of his delicious barbecue, kind of giving me the rundown on how good Randy was as a player. And then as I started my professional career and I come back to San Diego, Randy would always find his way to come by and say hello. And you build a relationship with him, getting to spend a lot more time with him after I retired and became a part of the organization. And this is one of those days where a lot of the organization and people around it, people who are touched by it in this city, we'll all kind of feel the same way. It's a rough day for all of us, I think, today, losing Randy.
Yeah, I think the younger generation, you know, probably doesn't grasp it as well as, you
for
know,
sure.
A little bit of the older generation. Your dad will always, forever, be Mr. Padre, and nobody's ever going to want to argue that. But I believe you could make a legit argument that you could almost say your dad may not have had a chance to be Mr. Padre if it wasn't for Randy putting the Padres on the map. And I don't know, maybe I'm overstating it a little bit, but I'm going all the way back to the first 5 years of this franchise's existence. Remember 1974, the year before Randy came on the Cy Young type scene, this franchise was basically sold to a group from Washington, D.C., and they were moving. We were going to lose baseball here. Ray Kroc, the McDonald's billionaire, came in and, you know, saved the day, kept the team in San Diego. But the only team the team in 74 was famous for was Ray Kroc coming on the mic one night and saying, "I've never seen such stupid ball playing in my entire life." He said that over the PA system one night. Pretty much that's all anybody knew about the Padres until Randy came along.
Yeah.
He put a national spotlight on the San Diego Padres, and he was easily the first to ever do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to miss Randy Jones. We're going to talk with Ted Leitner. I texted him this morning, and I know he's as, you know, broken up as the rest of us, but Ted's nice enough. He's going to come on in the 3 o'clock hour, share some of his recollections of Randy Jones. So we will talk a lot more about it throughout the show today. You know, in the meantime, we'll try to get to the rest of everything else that's going on. We had an Aztec basketball game last night that I was going to watch until I got wind of what was going on with, you know, with Randy, and I guess I didn't. Glad I didn't watch it. It didn't turn out too well for the.
It wasn't. I mean, at times it was a fun watch, and then but then the rest of the time it wasn't. Aztecs came back from 12. Miles Byrd hit a half-court shot.
Yeah.
I mean, all net to send it into OT. They then would blow 2 4-point leads in OT and then in double OT, and they go down. And it's, you know, according to Mark Ziegler, this is a tough loss based on, was it Net Palm and it being a non-conference home loss.
You remember last year when they beat Houston, that basically put them in the tournament. Now, when they go to Las Vegas next week,
they're going to have to do some.
If they
some
beat somebody like that, it's only probably going to bring them back to even.
Right.
Because they, yeah, they
have to have a couple of those now.
Right. They may need a couple of those now. You know, but we'll talk more about that a little bit. Also, Chris Johnson, I think he might be on his way to being an All-American.
Yeah, no doubt.
San Diego State's a great cornerback will join us on the program today. And your other partner, Jesse Agler, will be on in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk some Padres stuff, give you the latest on what's happening with the Friars, and catch up with Jesse. But certainly with a heavy heart that we forge on today. 75 years, Randy Jones. And I, you know, just want to say that when the sadness wears off, Tony, there's going to be a lot of amazing, fun memories that are going to make a lot of people smile when Randy Jones's name is brought up. And that's a pretty good legacy to have.
Yeah.
So we'll take our, we're a little bit ahead of the break. We're going to do our daily gambit, of course. We're going to do our Chris versus the fans. Adam's going to sub in on the big five today. So we will get to all the rest of our stuff. But let's take our first time out. Come on back, and we'll get rolling here. Gwen and Chris on a heavy-hearted Wednesday. San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
16 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Cello, Adam Klug sitting in for Matt Scraby. Kind of hit on it a little bit before we went to break. Aztecs were in action last night, and they go down. Double OT. Unfortunately, just could not get really the put away possession when you're up, when they were up four.
Yeah.
Get a bucket, pushes it to six, pressure mounts, you probably can get away, but they couldn't get those buckets.
No. And then a couple turnovers at the wrong time.
Yeah. It was, you know, it still looks like a team trying to figure out how to play with one another. This is a group that, although there's a lot of guys back, still trying to mix in some of the new guys they have in as well.
You know what? It takes time.
It does.
I think with a bunch of new players, what takes a lot of time, I think, Tony, is, especially at the Aztecs play, is getting your defense coordinated.
Yeah.
And Brian Dutcher said, look, we offensively, we were not great. They had 20 turnovers, which is too many.
They missed
14 free throws in a double overtime game. That doesn't help. But ultimately, they lost because their defense stunk, at least to the level the Aztecs are used to playing.
Yeah.
Troy was, you know, running a five out. They were getting backdoor cuts, wide open layups. They were beating the Aztecs off the dribble. They were playing, you know, one of their great games. I mean, if you look at what Troy has done the rest of the season, they usually score 60 points a game. They put up 108. So, you know, give them some of the credit. But normally the Aztecs, 9 out of 10, take what a team normally does and make them look worse because the Aztec defense is really good, but it's not good yet.
No, a couple of the quotes I enjoyed from Dutch, he said, if you're a college basketball fan, you had to love that game.
Yeah, right.
But unfortunately, I'm not a college basketball fan. I'm a college coach, yeah. So I wasn't happy with the result. The other one, he said, kind of alludes to what you're talking about. He said, I thought offensively we played well enough, but we don't win with our offense. We win with our defense.
Right.
It looked like this game was just racing each other to see who could score the most points. That is not Aztec basketball. So
Miles Bird said the same thing. Bird said, I'm really glad I made that shot. Ultimately, didn't mean anything. But he just said, defensively, we were lax. We just left a lot of stuff there that we don't normally do. And we have a lot of talent.
It's a
process.
It's a poopy loss.
Yeah.
But I love what I at least that I'm hearing, especially from the leaders. You mentioned Miles. He said, we still have a lot of gelling to do as a team. We're super talented. Obviously, a lot of mental slippage tonight. We went away from our identity of defense and rebounding, and we have to hone in on who we are as a team. We're a defensive and rebounding culture,
yeah.
And we didn't show that tonight. So they'll have to bounce back, and they have to bounce back rather quickly.
Yeah, your reward for losing to Troy is that you get to play seventh-ranked Michigan on Monday. And I wouldn't be shocked if they don't give Michigan a game.
Yeah.
This serves as a couple of things. I know teams, 100%. They want a wake-up call like this. They just want to win the wake-up call.
Right. They don't want to have to lose.
Right.
And in this loss, according to Mark Ziegler, Troy entered the night at the number 135 in the Ken Palm metric.
Can you already hear it in March when the Aztecs, if they're anywhere near the bubble, but they lost to Troy.
They have that one loss to Troy at home.
It's going to come up over and over
again. That's why it would help
again,
to get a win against Michigan. A number 7 Michigan.
Sure.
And then whoever's next after that.
They got Oregon, and then they don't know who the third game would be because it depends on how the tournament goes. But, yeah, I still think this is a talent. I don't change my thinking.
No.
If Brian Dutcher tells me.
It would have been really nice to go undefeated the whole season.
Sure. And if Brian Dutcher tells me he's got a really good team, and he said he doesn't know if it's good yet, but he knows it will be, and that was what it looked like last night. It looked like a good team that is not good yet, but we're sure people are going to overreact. Whatever. Brian Dutcher's 269 now. 200 wins, 69 losses. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And, sure. Doesn't feel great. But I remember, interviewing Coach Fisher once. I actually filled in for Ted on a game because he was doing football. They lost to, I think it was Arkansas Little Rock. And I think they scored 40 points. And I remember everyone, and it was at Viejas. And Fisher was still a coach, and everyone was down and out after the game, and I have to do the post-game interview on the court with Coach Fisher, and I'm like, oh boy. So I go to Coach Fisher, I go, Coach, it's cool if you don't want to do this, I get it after a game like that. Coach Fisher completely flipped the script on me, Tony. He said, no, after games like this, this is when you have to do the interview. Because your fans are out there. They want to hear.
Answers. They want answers.
This is the game you have to do the interview.
Yeah.
And that was just another feather in the cap of a guy like Steve Fisher who took, what I thought was going to be a real negative and turned it into a positive. And that team went on and made the NCAA tournament like this one probably will.
Right.
So
Magoon Gwath, who made his return to the floor, looked pretty good. 20 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, 3 blocks. All in 28 minutes. Now, they only planned to play him 20.
That's a pretty good debut, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
pretty good.
He looked fluid out there. He didn't look that rusty at all. And so, again, when you're adding these different pieces into the lineup, it seemingly every game, I think this year, they've added a new piece to the lineup and two of the three starts that they games they've had this year. So they're still coming together. Not a terrible loss, but certainly not devastating in a way that you pack it in the rest of the season. Now, there was another game today. The women played today.
You couldn't forget about that
one. We were in Aztec mode. We might as well talk about it.
My goodness. I don't know what happened down there to the Stacey Terry Hudson's team. Now, they're going with, and I'm going tonight, you know this, to the Bahamas. We're leaving tonight. I'll be there tomorrow doing the show. Tomorrow, I know you guys all feel for me on this trip, but I'll try to soldier on. But I think, has a team ever had jet lag before they get on the plane?
Don't know. I've heard it that way.
But I think that's kind of what it was. I think all the kids are so excited to go to the Bahamas, they thought they had forgot they had a game to play today. And they went out and...
I can see that being a thing.
Maybe. Yeah, they went out and got beat, you know, solidly.
It
was a good Santa Clara team, but...
What college student wouldn't be excited to be getting ready
right?
to go to Hawaii?
You're thinking of that, Bahamas, wherever, and you're thinking that's dancing in your head, and you're like, well, we got to play this game.
Yeah.
They shot. This is hard to do. 1 for 29 from three-point range in this game today. So I... pretty sure they lost, right? Like, who's going to win if you shoot 1 for 29? And I think the thing that'll be tough for the coaching staff to deal with is that they had good looks.
Yeah,
they were working their offense and they were open. They were shots you should have taken. Maybe one or two of those was forced, but not many. They just didn't make them. So they'll get to go to the drawing board just
now,
like the men.
You guys head out tonight?
Tonight, we'll get there in the morning, and then I'll be
settled. So it's a red-eye flight.
Got the red-eye into Miami. I called my friend Mike McDaniel, see if he'd meet me at the airport. He's a little busy.
He declined.
But, I'll be going into Miami. We get there at like, I don't know, 5, 6 in the morning. I've already got my lineup of shows I'm going to watch on the plane tonight.
Now, what teams are in this tournament you're going to guys are going to play?
It's the, whatever they call it, the Battle for Atlantis.
Oh, okay, yeah. The,
You've heard of that one. On the women's side.
Okay.
But they're only going to play 2 games. You're going to be there 5 days. So it's a lot of rest and relaxation, I guess. But going to play Penn State in one of the games. And the other game is Maryland Eastern Shore, which I know nothing about. But it's a great reward for the kids, right? This is what they love. There's other teams in the tournament. So it's not like one of those where there's a bracket. You just go there, other teams are there.
You get your couple games.
Get your couple games, you come home. But they're excited, but... probably going to be a little less than excited after how they played today. It was not pretty to watch, for sure.
And so, as we said, the men will get ready for their next matchup against the Michigan Wolverines, number 7.
Yeah.
And you guys, do you know who your guys are facing the first game?
Yes, Maryland will be first on Saturday, Maryland Eastern Shore. Monday will be Penn State. I love this, Tony. I love the way these kids travel. We get there Thursday. Don't play till Saturday. I mean, what are we waiting so? Why didn't we get there last week and really get some rest? I mean, come on.
I have a sneaky suspicion they may not be resting as much as
not after that performance. I bet you there'll be some shooting practice tomorrow.
You guys are gonna be shooting in the ballrooms here, I'm sure, pretty soon here after you guys get in.
Yeah, for sure.
Michigan on the 24th, which is Monday.
Right.
And then that's followed. They play the next night against Oregon.
And then they wait to see who the third game is.
Those games will be on TNT and True TV. Let me also remind our listeners, this hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway. It's the season to save at Toyota of Poway. Voted San Diego's #1 Toyota dealer by USA Today. The Black Friday sales event is on with brand new Toyotas in stock and ready to roll. Hurry to Toyota of Poway or toyotaofpoway.com. Drive home happy this holiday. LeBron James, he returned last night.
What was that all about? Did the Lakers get fined for that?
You know what I think I got duped by? I think it was the same thing that I think you got duped by. The report was talking about LeBron not playing in the USA
Olympic thing.
And I think we all read it as he
wasn't playing in the game.
That's what I think I got, at least.
Did you see the game? Because I didn't get a chance to watch it.
I didn't get a chance to watch
it
either.
He finished with 11 points.
Yeah.
Do you know when he got the last to 11?
I think he's got that streak of double figures
going back like 15 years.
I think he got it relatively early.
He had it?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was because
that would have been a little bit of a hairy thing if he's like sitting on nine. You're like, we got to get him one more bucket because he's got to keep that streak going.
I know I'm biased, but I would just say it was that's a dangerous LeBron. I mean, I think he took umbrage with the fact that people were talking about how he was going to fit in since the Lakers were playing so well.
Why does anybody say something so stupid?
Because it's almost like he made it a point yesterday to show that I can just facilitate, get these 12 dimes off. I'll get my double digits to keep, this long streak going, but it's a dangerous LeBron
Look, you're an idiot. We don't, some of us, you know, Scraby more than others, don't like the guy. But to say that his basketball talent isn't undeniably incredible is just a, you know, mistake.
That's silly.
And, you know, he doesn't even, he's like Jordan in that regard. He doesn't even need anything to motivate him.
No.
So if you're going to give him something, look out.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys out there. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, we got a lot of baseball topics.
Some interesting stuff happening today, for sure.
A new TV deal on the cusp, or actually has already gone through. A little bit of old stuff, some new stuff. But it seems as though the talk is that baseball is like headed towards a work stoppage. Why? We'll get into that on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Hi, welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 2:34 on this sad Wednesday, the passing of Randy Jones, the Padres legend, announced earlier this morning. Randy was 75 years old. I brought this in, Tony. We're going to talk to Ted Leitner in the 3 o'clock hour, and Jesse Agler will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. So we'll have a lot more on Randy as the show goes along. But I brought this in. I don't know if YouTube can see this. It's a pretty fun little picture here. I'm going to hold it up. This is my wife and Randy. She's feeding them, trying to feed him a hot dog there if you can't see it. But that was part of a publicity photo that they took prior to the 1998 World Series when they were working together at another station, the old station that carried the Padres. Anyway, that picture's been up in a place of distinction in our house for a long, long time. So, you know, we all felt very close to Randy, and everybody's going through their own level of sadness today. But like I said, we'll talk a lot more about RJ and his legacy as the program goes along here. Baseball, of course, may be tarnishing its legacy, Tony, a little. We don't know what's going to end up happening, but we do know that we could be on the verge of a work stoppage, and you brought this up. Athletic brought it up in an article today. Why would baseball want to do this now when things are going great?
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the question before the court here is the timing. Well, the timing's never good for a work stoppage, but it's like when both sides are doing so well, you wonder why there even needs to be one.
Evan Drellich does a terrific job with The Athletic. So yeah. Shout out to him for putting this article together. And in this article, he talks to a lot of people within the game. A lot of young, upcoming, talented head of baseball ops. He talks to Arnold, who runs the Brewers. He talked to Shane Bloom, who was once with the Red Sox, now with the Cardinals, heading that bad boy. And you just get the sense that even they, both operating, especially the Brewers, operating at a disadvantage in terms of the market that they're in, even they, in reading this article, you can tell that even they aren't sure that this is worth stopping the momentum that they have created.
Yeah.
That's coming from two small market guys.
Who are, you would always think a work stoppage would be, is it from the organization side, is a work stoppage something that is in a way designed to help the smaller teams gain ground on the bigger teams?
That would be what you're doing it for.
Right.
Yes.
So what your point is, if that's the case, then why would even a small market team like the Brewers or somebody like that be not necessarily in favor of this?
They seem to be under the eye, guys, that something has to change. They just don't know what that is. The thing about NFL and NBA, they also have different revenue sharing in terms of TV rights. It's done differently than it is in baseball. And to me, that's where the advantage lies. And, you know, they start going through some of the things that happened in 94 when the Padres, when baseball went on strike.
That's hard to believe that now, looking back, what is it, 30 years?
That
we had a year where there was no World Series
No World Series.
Incredible.
And the 95 season was shorter.
And yeah, they missed a lot of the next season.
What I can tell you is that if it weren't, and the irony in this is can't be overlooked. Without Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire,
it may not have ever come back. 1998 saved it.
But that also then spearheaded what we all now refer to as the steroid era, right?
Yeah. Which gives you the conscribacy that baseball gave them the steroids to try to get the interest back.
The conscribacy.
Yes. That's the conscribacy there.
Indeed.
There you go. But who was the commissioner? Oh, Bud Selig was. He was handing out steroids at the time to say, you know, can you start hitting some more home runs?
We need the fans back. Right. But yeah. They have, for the third straight season, have had more people come through the turnstile. They have made more money and had this happen in consecutive seasons for the first time. I think they said from 2005 to 2007 was the last time they had that kind of year-over-end kind of improvement. And so the question is, this salary cap that seems to be the thing that the owners are pushing towards.
But why did it even bother? The players aren't going to give them a salary cap.
This is the one thing that they've been willing to miss games over.
I remember a strike, I think it was 1972, Tony, before I even understand what was going on, other than the fact there was no games.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure it was the same thing, right? They wanted, you know, to put a cap on salaries then, and that was also more about free agency, giving them freedom.
Right.
But
to be able to move.
The whole idea was we got to cap salaries, and the players said, no, we're never, ever going to agree to it. And we're 50 years later, and they're never, ever going to agree to it. So shouldn't the baseball ownership, and, you know, I guess that includes the commish, our guy Rob Manfred, but shouldn't they just try to work within those parameters to save it so we don't have to go through this? And I don't know. You're damned if you do. I guess you're damned if you don't.
Manfred, in the article, it says Manfred's position is that, at the least, the sport has a perception problem that causes fans in smaller markets to doubt their team's chances. One club executive went further. If the goal is to have success determined by things other than your revenue, we are far from that right now, said an anonymous National League GM. Baseball is famously random in other sports. The NL executive pointed out, you have LeBron James on your team, you can win a title. You don't, you probably can't. If you have Lamar Jackson on your team, you're good. If you don't, you're looking for Lamar Jackson. The GM said, there is no equivalent in baseball. And so it's hard to disentangle the inherent structure of the economics from the actual game itself, where the best player in baseball is worth what? 10 wins? And so it's a different dynamic as you start to talk about players and their salaries and the type of impact they can have on. And that's a point for the salary cap there, right? Because in the other sports like basketball, you do have a LeBron James. That itself can win you a title. Whereas you can have the best player in all of baseball on your team, and it guarantees you nothing.
Well, it seems to guarantee the Dodgers something.
Well, they have a lot of the best players on their team. And so
this has
always been the kind of conversation that is written a kind of around Major League Baseball, right? The union will give you different numbers. They both presented different statistics that show you why they should have what they have. And I encourage you to go read the article for yourself because it's pretty in-depth. You have the Major League Baseball using some of the data that really last, I think it was
thanks, Tony.
have been top 10 payrolls that have won the title.
Well, I have an answer.
Go ahead.
And I'm sorry to the fans of the Pirates and the Rockies and even the Royals and I don't know, whoever else you want to throw in, the Athletics maybe, the Rays, although the Rays seem to do okay. If you don't want to spend money, get out of baseball. And I know you can't, this is impossible to regulate because you can't fire an owner.
Right.
But that is the problem as I see it.
You need to have the right type of owners.
People should come in and want to win and spend money on their teams. And there's too many baseball teams that are owned by people that are just worrying about their bottom line. And because the notion that any team loses money is absurd.
Yeah.
Why do we know that? Because every team's value goes up exponentially every year, every 5 years, every decade. And even if you have a terrible franchise, you could sell it for so much more than you bought it for. So tell the Pirate owner, tell the, you know, whoever the A's, all these other Yahoos out there, the Rockies for sure, and tell them either sell your franchise or get out of our way. You're wrecking the sport. I know it's not going to happen. I'm dreaming here.
No. But one of the agents in the article kind of put it like this. He said, Manfred Nor Clark, who he's talking about Tony Clark, the head of the players union, has a good reason to allow canceled games in 2027. Everyone else in baseball seems to be kicking ass, said the agent, who was granted anonymity to speak candidly. If we miss games, they both should step down. So,
there you go. We don't talk politics on this show, and I'm not going to. But if you know what we all just went through with the stoppage in the government, you heard a lot of the very similar stuff from both sides.
Both sides, yeah, for sure.
This guy, that guy. Okay? So this is what happens in life, unfortunately.
We all
sit there and go, well, let's get some people in there who want to get the government going. Let's get some people in baseball who want to do it right.
Let me give you the figures the MLB offered, and then I'll give you the figures that the union then countered that with.
Okay.
They said, this year, a top 10 payroll club with the World Series won four consecutive years, and the sixth time out of the seven seasons, a bottom 15 market hasn't won since Kansas City Royals in 2015. In that same period of time, MLB said a combined 15 bottom half teams by market size have won in the NFL, NBA, and NHL. And payroll disparity, which the league defines here as the ratio of top five to bottom five payrolls, is about 4.7%. That's the largest on record dating back to 1985. Now, the union, they took umbrage, of course, as you can imagine, with those calculations because
that's the other part of it.
They're based on the salary figures that include what tax teams pay in luxury tax. The additional money that they have to pay to exceed certain salary thresholds. This year, for example, the Dodgers totaled $509 million in MLB calculation, with $168 million of that being paid to competitive tax bands. So those bottom five teams, they got that $168 million split between them. And that's just from the Dodgers. So whatever, I think the Padres were a luxury tax team, right? So they get all of that money then redistributed back to them. And there's no guarantee that they have to then use that for their salaries and their payroll.
That just shouldn't happen. But it has been happening since the beginning of time. And it's the whole thing what the Yankees used to say, and I think the Brewers were the ones they used to pick on back in the day. Stop yelling at us for spending too much money and start yelling at the Brewers who we give money to and they put it in their pocket.
Adam?
I don't want to come off as like I'm defending the teams that don't spend money, because I do think the more you spend, the better your chances of winning are. But if you expand the parameters for what you're talking about from actually winning the World Series to perhaps making the playoffs, we had the Reds make the playoffs this year. They're the number 19 payroll. We had the Brewers make the playoffs this year. They are the number 17 payroll. We had the Guardians make the playoffs. They're the 26th payroll. We had the Tigers make the playoffs. They're the 14th payroll. We had the Mariners make the playoffs. They're the 12th payroll. So it is possible to achieve some level of success, have a great regular season. The Brewers have the best record in the sport, right? And make the playoffs with a legitimate chance to win a championship. Yeah. Now you have a smaller margin for error with roster and personnel moves,
right.
And you improve your odds by spending money, all those things. I'm not denying it. I'm just saying it can be done.
Here's the other thing, and I think you got to commend the Brewers for this, and this is something that Tom Arnold hit on. Not Tom Arnold. Can't remember his first. Tom Arnold.
We see the teams like the Brewers and the Guardians trade their high-priced players away.
They have a formula that keeps them. Now, listen, they can't miss on those moves.
That's what I said. Your margin for error is smaller.
My point is, maybe you put your money in hiring a guy like Arnold, who's running the Brewers, who's ran the Brewers for quite some time.
Which is what the Mets did.
Which is what the Mets did.
And the Dodgers took Friedman from the Rays.
Right. And so if you're paying these guys and the right guys, because everybody hasn't turned out that way, right? I mean, Bloom has had his struggles. Now he's going to get another chance over to Cardinals. But maybe that's where you put your money in, because it's those type of guys that are going to give you that opportunity that you're talking about, despite not having the resources to hit the free agency market and put you in position to, all you need is, Brewers are like one of those teams that they continue to get there. They just need one difference maker. And if they can perhaps spend the money even on that one guy, that one
guy. But they can afford it. That's the thing.
They can do it.
They can afford it. They just don't want to do it. Number one. Number two, Adam's right. You have a smaller margin no matter what. So you hear the thing. That's not fair. Guess what? There's no way to ever make Milwaukee as big of a market as New York.
Yeah.
There's no way to ever make Seattle as big a market as St. Louis, because Seattle's next to an ocean, and the ocean isn't going anywhere.
To me.
So the market is what it is.
And
you have to go with it.
We've talked about this. To me, the difference maker, the thing that pushes it over the top, is the TV distribution. So I don't know what the answer is in order to get the Dodgers and some of these major market teams to relinquish that. And no, I don't even know that they should have to.
They're going to have to exhume the body of Pete Rozelle, the NFL commissioner, who in the 60s got all the NFL teams to agree to revenue share.
That's why the NFL works the way it does. It's the TV part pushes them further and further and further.
Yeah.
And as long as it's individualized like it is now, there's always going to be that advantage. And based on what we're going to probably get into a little bit later, it seems like my man Rob Manfred has waved the white flag in terms of, because remember last year we talked about the idea that he would centralize all of the teams. We didn't know. We kept saying, we don't know how he's going to get the Dodgers to give up their TV rights and the Yankees, but that was the plan. based on this new deal we saw come across today.
TV deal.
TV deal.
Right.
3-year deal, by the way. So that takes you to 29. It seems like he's maybe having a change of heart in terms of being able to pull that off.
Hasn't happened.
It was always going to be an uphill climb to get the Dodgers to come up off of whatever they're getting from
Spectrum. If you don't like the fact that if you really can't stand the fact that the Padres are at a disadvantage against the Dodgers, move to LA and be a Dodger fan, and then that's it, because this isn't changing. We are a smaller market. Yeah. That can't change no matter what rules are put in.
Unless you're
going to get the Dodgers to start giving us some of the money that they make. And that's absurd. You know you would never do that in your business, nor are they. So stop asking for it.
There's actually one thing that could level the playing field.
Uh-oh.
Salary cap.
Okay.
I'm just saying that is one thing if every team has a ceiling on what they can spend.
You say that now. What if they really did do a salary cap of $40 million or whatever, $400 million? How many teams would come in way below that? The Rockies, the Rays, many teams wouldn't even approach the salary cap.
There are certainly teams that
a
cap would help. But there are a lot of teams that it would only exacerbate their issue as it is. And it'd be more exposed. We'd all be able to point to it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't necessarily change anything, though. They still would be able to own that team, put that money in their pocket, go on about their way. And we'd still be talking about the same, low market team that hasn't had a chance to win. I mean, even in NFL, right? You still get the Bengals. You still get some of these teams that are run poorly.
Can we also say one last thing that in the last, 30, 40 years, which is okay. There's 32 teams? 30. Yeah,
30. In baseball is 30.
All right, 30 teams. So if
soon to be 32, though.
Okay, but let's just say there's 30. Go now back over the last 30 years. Because in a perfect world where everything was equal, every team would get one shot at the title, right? Because 30, everybody get one shot. 30 teams. Well, in that 30-year time, I think everybody but the Mariners has had a shot at it.
Yep.
They're the only one that hadn't been to the World Series. Maybe you might sneak another team somewhere that got there just before the 30-year. Pretty much everybody's made it.
I think baseball just provides so many variables that it'll never be about solely the salary you can give. It's always going to be a factor. There's no doubt. I think we've seen that. We kind of went over the numbers there. I mean, yes, you got some teams outside of the top 10 that are making the playoffs, certainly. But give yourself a really good chance if you're in that top 10. That's
no,
a fact.
There's not. The Dodgers are going to be, with the advantage, and we can't stop that.
That's really going to be that's really to be what a salary cap would do. It would just bring them closer to the rest of the top of the pack.
And what are you going to say when they beat you then? Because they still have a pretty good organization. Remember to listen at 5:35. Today we're going to announce the biggest fan. Your chance to qualify to see a Padre game in the Odyssey Suite next season. Sign up at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.